Joining us this morning is stroke neurologist Dr. Sarah Parker of the Illinois Neurological Institute, and Dan Hetrick, who is himself a stroke survivor. And thank you both for being with us this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
Let's talk a little bit. This is part of the Time to Talk campaign, which, again, the idea here is to make sure that people are aware of what the warning signs are. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about this campaign.
Well, the National Stroke Association is working with Genentech to do this Time to Talk awareness campaign, hopefully encouraging people to talk to their family members and friends about learning the signs and symptoms of stroke and what to do if a stroke happens.
As we mentioned, Dan, you are a stroke survivor. When it happened to you, did you realize what was happening? Did those around you realize what was going on?
It was those around me, Chris. I was actually rehearsing with the praise band for which I'm the drummer, and when mine hit, and my only indication was that I was feeling just a little bit odd. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that the other band members were giving me kind of a funny look. And I'm like, you know, what? And they, you know, are you okay? And it's like, yeah, I'm fine. And the piano player said, honey, you're drooling. And I reached up and I was a mess.
Wow.
I nearly tumbled into my drum set when I reached forward for a stick that I noticed that I dropped on the ground out of my left hand. And fortunately, I was pulled back before that happened, but they, you know, being that they all noted what was going on, and there were folks amongst the praise band that, you know, knew the symptoms well enough, where they were on the phone almost immediately to the paramedics who were there within 10 minutes to whisk me off to the hospital for treatment.
That's probably going to be a shocker of a story for a lot of folks in terms of how quickly it seemed to come on, and how little warning that you actually had.
Oh, it was a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
It truly was.
And, again, Dr. Parker, this is not an unusual story. This is the type of thing that you hear all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dan's talking about some very common signs of strokes. And there's actually an acronym, FAST, that can help people remember some of those common signs of stroke. So the F in FAST stands for face. So if somebody smiles, does their face droop down? Is their face crooked, or are they drooling? The A is for arms. You ask somebody to raise up both arms, and if they can't lift an arm, or if an arm drifts downwards, that's a sign of stroke. The S is for speech. So if you ask somebody to repeat a simple sentence and their speech is slurred, or they're talking gobbledygook, or they don't understand, that's another sign.
Mm-hmm.
And the T in FAST stands for time. If any of those symptoms are happening, it's time to call 911 immediately.
Is there a prototypical patient that is more at risk for this than others, or is this something that is kind of universally a risk universally for just about everybody?
Well, actually, a little bit of both. Of course, as you get older, and if you have things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, you do have a higher risk of stroke.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody actually has a risk of stroke, no matter how old they are, no matter their sex or race. Anybody can have a stroke.
Dan, were you told at any point by the doctor that you were particularly at risk?
Well, at the time that I had mine, Chris, I was in the best shape of my life. I was actually training for a marathon, if you
wow.
can believe it.
And
my blood pressure was well within normal range. My cholesterol numbers were great. I had some problems with blood pressure earlier in my life, I had gone on my own little personal health campaign to lose weight and get in better shape with this marathon as a part of that goal, And so you can imagine my surprise when suddenly, you know, I'm being told on a hospital bed that I'm in the midst of surviving a stroke.
Yeah. And again, as Dr. Parker mentioned, obviously age is a risk factor, but you were 41 when this happened to you, I understand. So, I mean, obviously, again, there's another example of how this can happen to anyone. There is more information. The Time to Talk campaign is so critical, and there is more information online, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's an easy-to-remember website, www.stroke.org.
And we will have that linked up on our webpage so that folks can get more information. Again, it is something that everybody needs to be aware of, particularly since time is of the essence, and just about, and this can really just about happen to anybody. Again, Dr. Sarah Parker with the Illinois Neurological Institute and Dan Hetrick, himself a stroke survivor, with us this morning. Thank you for sharing your story, and Dr. Parker, thank you for being with us as well.
Glad.
You're welcome.
All right, I think we've got it. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.